Blog Talk Radio.
The time is 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Welcome to another episode of Real Talk is for Real People with Brother Kevin Dundeal Harrison on a Voice to Be Heard broadcast. Whatever God has for me is a done deal. Whatever God declared me to be is a done deal. Whatever God has chosen me to fulfill, it's a done deal. There is no challenge or question, just a done deal. You have to get it. Amen. Again, let's open up in prayer. There's some things that have been weighing my heart quite a bit, so let's open up in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I come before you, Lord God, in the name of your Son, Jesus, Lord. I thank you for what you're doing in our lives, Lord God. Father God, I pray for your Holy Spirit to have his way with this broadcast and with those, the listeners, Lord God, as well as with me. Father God, circumcise our ears and our hearts, Lord God. Cause us to be able to hear your word, O Lord, above my flaws, above my situations that I might be going through on a personal level, Lord God, as well as those who might be listening, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you continue to send the people that you want to continue to bless with that encouragement to keep on moving as they walk their Christian walk out, the journey that you have placed before them, the mission that you have given them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way with this broadcast. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. But one of the things I have to say before I really get too far ahead, when I start dealing with this series, when sheep are chasing wolves, when sheep chase wolves, think about that, when sheep chase wolves, and I had to go over in my mind because a lot of times when we start talking or trying to share some of the testimonies that we have that God has done in our lives, sometimes we don't take the time to make sure that what we are conveying to people, what we are witnessing to people, it kind of sometimes go over their head because we don't take that time to make sure that there is clarity. Clarity is a key. Some of you who are listening in right now, you have been called, and you know it. You know that you've been called, but you have shied away from it. You don't mind saying to people that I will follow Jesus. You don't mind that. That's not an issue. The real issue that has taken place is that uncertainty has found a way in our hearts. We're uncertain about some things. We have not settled some things. As you recall, last week we dealt with the fact of overcoming the fear of confronting the wolves that consume our lives, okay? And when we went over that, just a little quick cap, we dealt with overcoming fear, confronting the wolves in our lives, conflict resolution by the example of Christ Jesus, and fulfilling your mission. Now, if you recall the scriptures that we went over, there's some that I might add today, but the scriptures that we were actually dealing with is when Jesus said to his disciples, there was an account where he dealt with the 12, that's in Matthew 10. There's another account where he dealt with the 70, and that's in Luke 10. And one of the things that we have to remember is he said, I send you out as sheep amongst wolves. Our mission is not to evade the wolves. Our mission is to go right where they are. And at times when we hear stuff like that, fear does take hold of us. Dismay takes hold of us. And a lot of times we become paralyzed and we tend to not fulfill the mission because we never started. But today, again, dealing with the topic of when sheep chase wolves, today we're actually dealing with the part three, okay? We're actually dealing with reclaiming relationships, territories, and possessions. And the reason for that is because as we chase these wolves, now remember, the only reason why we're chasing these wolves is because we are following the Lamb of God, right? Which is Jesus, right? And as we follow him, he is removing or casting away or running these wolves out of the area where they can harm us. Now let's deal with this. A lot of you know that you're called, but you're afraid to fulfill it because someone in your family, your friends, your peers, even your adversaries, your opponents, have some information about you that can cause a deep situation about your reputation. It will cause you humiliation. I understand that. And so what happens is not that you are afraid anymore to chase a wolf. You're afraid of what might happen when the wolf runs away and what the wolf can say to other people, what others might think about you. And so there are some relationships that you and I, we might want to reclaim, but we have to understand that not all relationships are for us to reclaim. I'm going to mess some of you up. Let me just keep this real. And the mess that you're going to probably feel is you're going to defend your position. And so I want you to understand there is a difference between living and existing. Again, I know it seems like we're not talking about sheep chasing wolves, but you got to understand the wolf isn't a person or animal that just hates you. It loves you to death. It causes lifelessness. It removes life. Did you get that? It removes what? It removes life. We are dying in our homes because we are lifeless. We don't have a life. We are dying on the jobs that we have because we have settled for that. Watch this. We're dealing with reclaiming relationships, territories, and possessions. And we have to understand that not all relationships need to be reclaimed. Now, this is what's getting ready to mess you up, so turn your volume up a little bit. But watch this. There are some wives and husbands and children, mothers and daddies, cousins, nephews, aunts and uncles, friends from back in the day, friends, that ride or die friend, that you should not be reclaiming. Oh, yeah, yes, I said it. Let me explain what I mean by that. See, when you and I are changed by God's word, you become a new creature. And so your family isn't getting the old you. Your family, your friends, they are getting a new you. Amen? They're getting a new you. And so what does that mean for you? What does that mean? That means that no longer can your family get you. They're going to get the Christ in you, the Lamb of God, the true sheep that knows the voice of the good shepherd. And so therefore, what happens is we got to realize we got to stop trying to reclaim old family members and begin to recognize the new family members, those who are willing to do the will of God. See, Jesus said it. Yes, he did. Everybody wanted to say, well, think of your mama and your brothers and your sisters. Think of your family. He looked upon his disciples. He looked upon the people that was with him. He said, who is my family but those who do the will of my heavenly Father? See, I know that's going to mess you up because you got to defend your position. And so long you have trapped yourself in existing and not living because you defend yourself and you defend yourself so good that you feel as though that you do a better job than God. And so what happens? You lose relationship with him. One thing that my mom taught me, we used to have this thing where we say we love each other. And the other person, whoever says it first, I love you, Mom, she would say, I love you more. But she always recognized that she had a greater love for Jesus because there came a time that Crazy Kevin was too far. That's not my son. He's acting out of character. He is not acting as a child of God. That's not my son. So there come a time when your love for Christ allows you to see when your children, when your spouses, when your family members, when your friends, when your peers are out. That's not them. So don't claim it. There come a time where Jesus said, I send you. What did he do? He said, when you go to these different places, go to a house that is worthy and allow your peace to fall on it. But if your peace isn't received, it will come back on you. Step out of that house. Are you in a place right now where you have peace or have your peace returned to you? So why are you still there? See, it's our decisions. We are reclaiming and claiming things that really are our prisons. It is causing us to lose everything. See, I had a lot on my chest because of the fact God was showing me some things about my own life, and I'm just simply sharing it with you. I'm not beating you down. I'm just sharing to you a revelation that God gave me to deal with me. Because remember what I said, I'm not your minister, I'm not your pastor, I'm your brother. You see what I'm saying? A sibling just pulling up another sibling, that's all. I'm just simply sharing what happened for me. You're going to walk out your life between you and God. Amen? But watch this. In these territories, there are some territories that you have to understand that we are trying to claim that we should not. Let me share some territories that we should be reclaiming. Are you ready? Now, again, it would be good to have pen and paper and all of that when you're listening in, but there comes a time that you might be listening in as you're driving or as you're cooking or doing some type of activity that does not allow you to. So, therefore, I want you, I encourage you to go back and listen to the recorded message where you can write these things down. Amen? But watch this. There are some territories. There's some territories that I want you to think about. In the beginning, there was the Garden of Eden. I want you to think about that. Write that down. After the Garden of Eden, there was another place that meant a great deal, and it was called the Promised Land. I want you to write that down. Then after the Promised Land, there was another territory that was brought forth in the New Testament that we are to preach, and that is the kingdom of God. Write that down. And so, therefore, if there's anything that I need to reclaim, it's not my house. It's the kingdom. And in the Word of God, it is written that it is taken by violence and force. And so what happens is we cannot be that soft cupcake, that coward that sits up there and say, leave my kingdom alone, or leave the kingdom of God alone that's in my heart and in my mind, leave it alone. There come a time that you got to realize that casting something out means by force. And see, what happened is God has given us the weapons to do it. See, our fight is not against flesh and blood. That supervisor on that job, that family member that's getting on your nerves, that person or whoever it might be, you might be getting on your own nerves. Guess what? Your fight is not against yourself. Your fight is not against people. Your fight is against that spiritual realm, that nature. See that? It's a nature. It's an instinct that you got to fight. It's called flesh. Write that down. I have to fight my flesh. Paul said I had to beat it into subjection. Why? Because I have to present it as a living sacrifice. And so when the sheep are chasing the wolves, what they're saying is I'm willing to give up my life for what I believe. I'm willing to give up my life for this mission that God put me on. Do you know the mission? Or are you just existing? See, if you are moving forward and you don't have a mission, you're just existing. You're living day to day. You enjoying yourself with the little bit that you have, but when the books are open, the books of deeds, what will it say about you? What will it say that you have accomplished? What will it say that you have fulfilled? While Jesus was still on the cross, he said, it is what? Finished. Are you hearing me? He said, it's what? It's finished. You can't say it's finished if I'm not applying myself to anything. There are people that need to hear what God has done in your life, but they can't hear it because you know what? You aren't going nowhere. You're not doing anything. I'm not beating you down. I'm just sharing what God had to deal with me. And one of the reasons why I came back on the air, because I was not sharing. I was not being active with the life mission that God had called me so long ago. My mom shared that with me when I was little. I had family members that also could tell you there are times that this young man was preaching as a little boy. You understand? You got a call on your life. God has called you, but you've been running from the call. And you justify and defend your very existence. And so, therefore, you are not living. You are defending and justifying your existence. So that's all that you have. You won. You won your existence. But you haven't won your life. You haven't won it. You're not really living. You're just existing. You're waiting for the day that you transition on. You got to remember the young man or the man who received the talent and buried the talent because he was afraid of losing it. You got to read the story. You got to read the story because we're reclaiming and claiming territories and relationships and possessions that we should not. Can I give you some possessions that you should be looking at claiming? Now, I want you to remember the 2 Timothy. When Paul was teaching Timothy about some things, he said, you know what, you got to understand that God hasn't given you the spirit of what? Fear. What did he give you? Power, love, okay, and what? A sound mind. Let's deal with that sound mind. Sound mind means the fact that my mind is clear and is secure. It is settled on the mission, and it won't be swayed. Did you get that? It won't be swayed away from the mission. So if I'm not fulfilling or am I putting forth my time, my talent, and energy to fulfilling that God-given mission, then I am just simply existing, and I am not following the things of God. I'm following myself, and I'm defending myself. I am self-justifying, or I'm justifying myself. Jesus gave a parable about a tax collector and a Pharisee who prayed unto God. Well, the Pharisee sat up there and justified himself by saying, I thank you for not being like, not allowing me to be like this, or that I am not like this tax collector and this, that, and the other. Well, the tax collector wouldn't even look up into heaven, just beat his chest and said, forgive me for I'm a sinner. Jesus, the moral of this was, which one of them went away from that place after praying? Which one was justified? Let me share this too, because I'm looking at my time. Let me share this too. There comes a time that a lot of us, we get caught up on the fact that I have been called, and I have power of God, and I am on a mission for God. I want you to understand something. Please listen. Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed Jesus, also received the call, the power, and the mission. But it didn't stop him from making the choice to betray. And so, therefore, that choice to betray is what we're talking about. There are times that we are reclaiming things that we should not. If I'm going to reclaim something, y'all ready? I need you to write them down. I need you to reclaim the power that God has given. Reclaim the love that God has given. Reclaim the sound mind that God has given. The measure of faith that God has given. God's spirit, reclaim it. Special talents that he said that is ours, reclaim it. Special spiritual gifts that he speaks of in 1 Corinthians, right? 1 Corinthians 12 for most of you who need to see that. There are other places that you can look as well, right? Need to be reclaimed. We need to reclaim the spiritual weapons. We need to reclaim Jesus as our example, the very model of how we should live out our lives. So right now, there's some relationships that you need to shake the dust off. And I know that it might be hard, but I want you to understand your peace is involved. Your peace is involved. You are dying every single day existing in hell on earth because of the choice that you made. What I'm saying is you're just one choice away from getting out of hell. And that choice is I choose to follow Jesus. I choose to stay on mission. I choose to stay the course. And if that means I have to leave this relationship alone, I must leave it. And so therefore, when the sheep chase wolves, it's because they have left their own. They have surrendered their life. Peter sat up there and said, well, wait a minute, Jesus, I have left all that. We have left everything. What do we get? Jesus sat up there and he let him know, hold on, wait a minute. Those who have left everything for me and the gospel's sake, they will receive 100-fold in this present time along with persecution. Why? Because you chose to leave and surrender your will for his will be done. That's how you get to it. And so, therefore, if you're going to reclaim something, make sure that you're reclaiming what God has promised and ordained and appointed for you, and stop reclaiming a house. Stop reclaiming a car. Stop reclaiming these things because he said, you know what? The Gentiles seek those things. Seek ye first what? The kingdom and all these other things. What you sitting up there trying to claim, it's already yours. All you got to do is get up and start living, and then you will begin to see it. It becomes manifest. With that being said, let me close out. I wanted to share this as well. My wife will be giving the message, Lynette Harrison. Yes, indeed. You know that we have been doing that tag team thing. And we're going to continue to do it. We're starting off right now with the Real Talkers for Real People. We will go back and start dealing with marriage. We'll be dealing with relationships as far as couples are concerned. Amen. But she will be giving the message. I'm going to allow myself to just sit on back, and I'm going to learn as well, just like you are learning, and by her sharing. There's going to come a time that we're going to open up the airwaves so that you all can also join in and give to the audience what God has done in your life. I want to thank you all. Let's look to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, I come before you in the name of your Son, Jesus, Lord. I thank you for what you are doing in our lives, Lord. I pray that people will get it. I pray, Lord God, that you will continue to reveal and manifest yourself before them, Lord God, to help them to overcome the fears in their hearts and their minds, Lord God. Cause them to reclaim the minds and hearts unto you, Lord God. The possessions, the territories, and the relationships that really matter, Lord God. And that they will grow in grace, Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus. Continue to open up our eyes and our ears, Lord God, and continue to order our steps in Jesus' mighty name. Again, please, I need you to look forward to next week when Lynette Harrison, she's going to bring forth a message, and that message is the bottom line. It's going to deal with fulfillment. It's going to deal with loyalty. It's going to deal with